Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We hit the All-Star break in Major League Baseball. I have 7 overreact gyms, some with our baseball team and some just with the crazy stories across baseball. My focus is on the D, and we've got new drops to help segue. Each one of these is going to get progressively bolder as we go through the overreact gyms. The first one, the AL Central race is over. I say this even as the Tigers have dropped 4 in a row, their longest streak of the year. They're still up 11.5 games, double the second largest division lead in all of baseball. Everybody else is below 500, and the selling is right around the corner. I know Tom's with me. Will John?
I am not there yet.
Okay.
And to me, it's just a mindset. And I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, this is all wrapped up. It's nice, clean, neat. It's done, because there still needs to be pressure on this team.
But there is. You're chasing a 1 seed, a 2 seed, all that stuff.
I know,
that
but
stuff.
That's not always. It should be front of mind. It's a little bit different when it is, hey, I'm chasing, or I'm trying to stay ahead of the Blue Jays or the Yankees or the Astros versus somebody in your division. I wish there was another team in this division that was better, that was making a move so that there was some pressure in division to keep this lead.
All right, this is not an overreaction. I'm with Jim. The division race is over. They will win the AL Central. The only team I can see maybe making a move, and I've still been on them all year long, is the Royals. If they can get a little bit more hitting, they've got a better ERA than the Tigers. Second best pitching in all of baseball, the Royals. That is the one little thing that has me kind of. But look, the Tigers are 1/500, as Jim just said, since June, and they've gained ground.
That's so terrible. I love it.
The NL West race is over. The second largest lead in baseball. The Dodgers should add at the deadline. The pitching staff is getting healthy. I'm comfortable saying that division's over.
They're only 5.5 up.
Padres and Giants looming.
Yeah.
But I think the Dodgers are better.
Oh, there's no question. That's not the question.
Well, the better in baseball will hold serve with a 5.5 game lead and an addition at the deadline.
If
you can say it confidently.
If their pitching staff gets healthy and remains healthy.
Even if it doesn't, they got a 5.5 game lead with no pitching. What's it going to look like when they have pitching?
Again, I'm not saying that a team with an 11.5 lead, that race is over. I'm certainly not going to say it with a team that's gone 3-7 in the last 10, that they've got it locked up. You would think so. They're the best roster in Major League Baseball. I don't think there's any debate about that.
This is not an overreaction. This thing's over. The Giants had their chance this weekend to make it a little bit tighter. Jim's right. No matter if their pitching can blow, and their lineup is so potent that they're just still going to end up winning this division. And they usually take off in the second half of the year after the All-Star break.
But we do have more of these than I realized. The Rockies will break the record for most losses in modern baseball history. It was set a year ago by the Chicago White Sox with 121. They're pacing for 125, and I know you're thinking, didn't they settle down after a slow start? Well, they lost 7-9 going into the All-Star break. They've committed the most errors in baseball, allowed the most earned runs in baseball, and their bats lead all of baseball in strikeouts, they are destined for history.
And their run differential is minus 253. I just, that blows my mind that a team could be that bad at the All-Star break. I do think, I don't think this is an overreaction at all. I agree with this. I think they will break the record. This is a terrible team. And as you get closer to the end of the season, those guys, their bags are packed. If they sell any good parts that they have,
the few they have,
it only gets worse.
This is an overreaction. I've seen many, many a team in my life threaten this record, and then nobody ends up doing it. The wisdom from the 2003 Tigers tells me the Rockies will have enough pride late in September to muster up enough wins to get the 42. Think about that, 42 and 120. Oh, my. So they got to win 20 out of their last 66. I know that seems
daunting.
Yeah. But they'll find a way because other teams have always found a way.
Thanks, Kenny Maeda.
Hey, bring him back for the pen.
The Tigers will not make the World Series if they stand pat at the deadline. There is simply not enough swing and miss in this bullpen. When Benetti's talking about it, you know we reached a critical mass. 30th in swing and miss out of this bullpen. And by the way, there's also too much swing and miss at the plate themselves. They won't even make the World Series if they stand pat.
I think this is an overreaction. I want them to add at the deadline. I think they will. I'm not sure they'll add as much as we want them to, but I trust this team, and especially when you narrow it down. I mentioned Keiter Montero. I think he should be a part of the postseason roster, and you could use him as a long reliever. I think that they are good enough to make it to the World Series. I'm not predicting that they will or that they'll win the World Series. I still think they add, but if they don't, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, they can't. They're no longer a viable team.
This is not an overreaction. They have to add a bullpen arm. It just, like I said, it'd be criminal if they don't. They look like once they get to a seven-game series, they would lose. I don't think they, as is, can get past the ALCS right now.
Yes, I was rooting for Western Michigan. Yes, I'm happy for Western Michigan. How could you not?
There's edits in there, aren't there? That sounded a little
awesome.
Some creative liberties from Greg.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
These next three are spicy. I think the first four I handed out were actually pretty tame. These next three, I think, are another level of bold. Cal Raleigh will break Aaron Judge's AL home run record, which is set at 62. He is pacing for 64. He hit 300 the last 2 months. He's been consistent. 10 plus bombs every month. Raleigh's got the goods to do it.
I think that he can. I don't think that he will. And this, here's the reason why. In 162 games, if he was just a DH, yeah, I think it's possible. Because he's a catcher, I think you get to the end of the season, legs get a little bit more tired. I just don't know that he's going to be consistent enough in that final month to be able to surpass what Aaron Judge did with 62.
So I think this is an overreaction because they have 66 games left. He has hit 25 home runs in 66 games. I know he's been great so far, yeah. But that I just don't see somebody doing that. I think you have to be an Aaron Judge like type guy.
He's out hitting Aaron Judge right now.
I know, but in this season, I just don't know for an entire season. Like, isn't it hard to see Cal Raleigh being the all-time AL home run king?
I would love to see it. I
think they'll DH him more to try to.
I think so as well. Yeah, to try and get more out of him.
Overreaction.
It's the proper thickness and length. I'll pause to allow some John laughter. Yes.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know at this point. Pete Crow Armstrong will join the exclusive club of 40-40. Only seven have ever done it, but we've seen it in back-to-back seasons. It's becoming more common. Ronald Acuna and last year was Shohei Ohtani. He's pacing for 42 homers and 45 stolen bases. He leads the National League in WAR. That's right, even more than Shohei. It's rare. Will we see it?
I don't think we're going to see it.
Will he fall short? Which one? The power?
The home
speed?
Runs.
Okay.
I think he'll get there with the stolen bases. I just don't see him being a guy that's he's at 25 right now. Can he hit 40 home runs? Absolutely.
He plays every single day.
Yeah.
Young player.
Yeah, I think this is an overreaction too, and I'm with John. Same thing. It's the homers.
Yeah.
Stolen bases, I think he'll get there easy, and you can control that too. I mean, that's something you can go for late in the year, but home runs are home runs still, and he's got to hit 15 in just over 60 games. That's still that's one every four games. That's a lot.
He's a huge threat anytime he's at the plate, and I think we don't see it as much as we did, obviously, with Barry Bonds and some of the other power hitters where you just get walked all the time, but I think there are some situations because the Cubs are who they are and where they are in their division that they're not going to want to pitch to Pete Crow Armstrong.
By the way, do you know who's in the 40-40 club? I'll just trivia fact for people. Acuña, Otani, Alfonso Soriano, Sean Green, Alex Rodriguez, Barry Bonds, and Jose Canseco.
Some of those guys were roiding.
You don't say. In addition to being a creep, he's a moron.
Reportedly.
It's been over 7 years. Can't we just leave out allegedly or reportedly at this point?
Tarek Skubal is the best pitcher to throw for the Tigers in the 25-year history of Comerica Park. Yes, more dominant than even Justin Verlander. Skubal has a higher strikeout per nine, lower walk per nine, better ERA, and better whip than Verlander's best season for the Detroit Tigers. And if you're into FIP, which takes out the randomness of your defense, he's a full run better than JV's MVP season. Doesn't mean he's going to win the MVP, but he's the most dominant pitcher we've seen at Comerica Park.
I think over a year and a half, over the course of, I mean, this has still yet to be written. We know what Justin Verlander did, and we know how many years he did it for at Comerica. I'm not ready to say it's 1A, 1B, and he could be better than Verlander. I'm not ready. I think this is an overreaction at this point.
This is a barely overreaction because I was looking at that 2011 season, and JV won an MVP, a league MVP. Has Tarek Skubal done that? No.
Does that mean you're
better?
But
it could be written out. You count it. This is just half a season. JV did it for a full season. Mm-hmm. Not to think that Skubal won't do it. JV had two no-hitters. I think that's my deal breaker right now. I go barely, so therefore it has to be an overreaction.
Okay. Those are your first half MLB overreact, Jims. It's 97-1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it certainly is personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Femininio. I talk about this slogan, and he mentions it all the time. Get David, get paid. It's not just a slogan. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's a roaring success. Superman debuted over the weekend. John, you saw it. I know many of our listeners saw it. And I'm curious about your review. So, over 200 million at the box office. Rotten Tomatoes, 83%. That's pretty good. What did you think?
It was good. I mean, it held my attention. I'm not a huge superhero fan.
That's why I was surprised. Like, you were there like the day it came out.
Yeah, because Teddy wanted to see it. He walks around, you know, doing the theme song to Superman. And, you know, you just say, hey, are you flying like Superman? He puts his arms up in the air and starts running around the house. Like, it's one of the cutest things. So, yeah, we went and saw it when it opened up. And it
sounds like you have his Halloween costume picked out.
Oh, yeah. We asked him, you know, who do you want to be for Halloween? Superman. All right. And I mean, his birthday's coming up as well. What do you want your theme to be? Superman. He is huge into Superman right now. And we literally watched the original Superman with Christopher Reeves on a daily basis. And that's my favorite Superman of all time. This one, I want to be careful because I don't want to give away any spoilers.
Okay.
There were some moments in it, right? I can suspend reality for the John Wick movies, and I love it. It's harder for me to suspend reality in some of these other movies because it's just not my thing. So I thought it was okay.
As someone who doesn't really like superhero movies,
right?
You thought it was okay.
It was okay. There were some moments in it where I kind of rolled my eyes. I'm like, oh, really? Come on. But it had nothing to do with, like, you know, the superpowers and all that stuff. There were some cheesy moments.
So I read that it was kind of cheesy, but in a good way. Like we've seen this era of superhero movies going back to like the Dark Knight, where it was all like darkly lit and dimly lit and serious. And this was, I guess, more what? I didn't see it. It was more like whimsical. I don't know.
There was a little whimsical to it. And it was, so the, now, one of the actors in it, Nathan Fillion, who I don't know if you've watched any of, you know, Castle, the old TV show,
no.
Or The Rookie that's on now. He's the lead actor in both of those.
What role does he play in this?
He's the Green Lantern.
Oh, the Green Lantern's in this movie?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And I didn't really like him cast as that because there's a lot of the whimsicalness comes from that group of superheroes being in this movie.
So that's the thought, though, is they're going to reboot the whole universe. Like, this is kind of the kickoff. They did this maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I don't think the reception was that great. So now they're rebooting the whole franchise.
Yeah. I didn't like him cast as that because his delivery of some of the lines,
Do you like him in the other stuff?
Yeah, I like him in Castle. I haven't really watched The Rookie. My kids watch that one. Ellie's really into that one. But it just didn't, to me, fit. I thought it was just a bad casting job.
For those that saw it, and the numbers would suggest plenty of you went and saw it this weekend, what'd you think? 248-539-9797. Do you want to see it would be the other question. The guy, I think I'm going to see it at some point.
I liked it that it wasn't super long.
How long was it? Like 2 hours?
Less? Yeah, it was right around there. I don't.
2 hours and 9 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't
super one of these long, like 3 hour movies.
And we did. We actually did this one right, where it was kind of a last minute decision, and so we had to go. We went to the Imagine Theater in Novi, and had to get from our house in Canton over there at rush hour, and so it was. The time the movie was supposed to start was about 6, and you know, they, with the previews and the commercials that they now have, it really didn't start until after about 6, somewhere between 6:15, 6:20. It's about time we showed up. So it was perfect for Teddy, because when the lights get dark, he thinks the movie should be starting, and then there's these previews, he gets a little antsy, and it kind of sets us behind for not being able to make it through the entire movie. We showed up right as it was starting. Lisa was in line for snacks and food, and it worked out well.
So what do you guys, like popcorn a must, right?
Oh, yeah, popcorn. What's Swedish fish is
now you got Heather's attention.
Swedish fish, good and plenty. A peanut butter M&M's.
Good and plenty.
Wait, no, not good and
gross.
Plenty. The good and plenty is the fruity ones, right?
Or good and plenty is Mike black Ike's? Licorice.
No, that's not. Mike and Ike's, yes. Oh, sorry,
okay,
Mike and Ike's.
Okay, that's much better.
Well, they're not. Mike and Ike's still aren't that good.
They're good.
They're better than Good and Plenty, but that's not.
Well, yeah, Good and Plenty would be.
I like Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, Mike and Ike's, and the Swedish fish are his jam, but you know, for me, it's the peanut butter M&M's 100%. I can't go without getting peanut butter M's.
So you went to Imagine?
Yeah.
You didn't go to MJR?
It's more fun at MJR.
Oh, the claps.
Has Teddy done that yet?
MJR?
Yeah. Take them to MJR just so when they do, it's more fun at MJR, and they clap.
Oh,
are you familiar with this?
No.
Are we breaking this to you?
All right, you need to go to MJR.
I don't know that there's an MJR around me.
So I don't think there's one around me either, so we go to Imagine as well.
Actually, I think there's an MJR right off of like Livernois and Clausen. It's been years since I've been to that one.
Go to one. You got to experience the clap.
Okay. No, thanks. I've gone my whole life without that. Yeah. Thanks. Great.
Awesome. Well, guys, a brother and sister duo are both in jail after they were arrested in a string of Oakland County purse snatchings. So according to police, these siblings stole purses from women in parking lots basically all over Oakland County, Commerce Township, Auburn Hills, White Lake. Police eventually were able to set up a surveillance at several locations in an attempt to try to catch these guys. Last week, they were located at two homes and were taken into custody. And basically, they're saying, like, this could have been much worse. Some of the thefts turned violent. But not as violent as they could have. Like, there was no major injuries to any of these women, but it could have been something different depending on how far these people wanted to go. So good thing they were taken off the streets. A Roseville police chase ended in a multi-vehicle crash over the weekend, which took the life of a 28-year-old husband and father from Madison Heights. Police initiated the pursuit around 3 a.m. on Saturday. Like I said, ended with a crash in Warren, killing this young man, Alex Habib, who was just an innocent bystander. And you read about him, a married man, young children, a one-year-old and a three-month-old at home. It sounds like the crash remains under investigation. Former Detroit Lions star Ndamukong Suh announced his retirement from the NFL after 13 seasons. So over the weekend, he broke the news in a heartfelt statement on social media. It was actually on the one-year anniversary of his father's death. And Suh shared that before his father passed away, he gave one final piece of advice, and that was that it was time to let football go, that you've done everything you've set out to do, and now it is time for your next chapter. And he basically said that after that conversation, he decided that that was going to stick with him, and he was going to honor his father's like last wish and retire.
It's a hard... We've talked about this before. It is so hard to let... You never fully let football go. And congratulations to him on a great career. And whatever that next chapter is, I hope he has something to turn the page to.
Yes.
He hadn't played the last two seasons.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that he was still active. I know you have to make the decision to retire, but I think the league had kind of made that decision, right? Like nobody was going to.
Well, I think his phone probably rang, and it was probably one of those things where somebody wasn't willing to pay what he wanted, which he held out the cards. Like, you don't have to, right. Don't have to play.
So, former Michigan football staffer Connor Stallions back in the news.
Oh, boy.
He says he knew almost every signal opponents used in 7 games over 2 seasons. So, he shared this detail on social media over the weekend, and he was actually responding to TCU coach Sonny Dykes, who said that his team changed their play calls ahead of the 2022 college football playoff semifinals against Michigan after they were apparently tipped off about the Wolverines' sign-stealing plans. And you can go and read the whole post that Stallions made, but he fired back saying that there were 7 games in his time at Michigan where he knew almost every signal the whole game. He goes on to list those games. Then he says, we lost 3 of those games because we didn't tackle well and Georgia was historically good. And then he said, we won 4 other games because we dominated the line of scrimmage and tackled well. Went on to say that blocking, ball security, tackling, run fits and coverage tools. That's football. That is not rocket science.
Well, he keeps trying to justify what he did and just simply won't go away.
Yeah, see,
like
he
loves the
away.
Spotlight. I mean, it's just, it's so nauseating. Anytime
you hear his name.
His name comes up, I want to vomit.
So his point is the work he did was meaningless? Is that what we're supposed to, like, just go away?
Yep. This is an interesting new trend that is apparently emerging. Parents are now crashing their kids' honeymoons.
What?
No,
yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Apparently, it's true. A lot of people have been jumping online to share their stories or people they know. One person said, I had a neighbor whose mother-in-law and father-in-law went on their honeymoon with them, and they felt that they could go because they gifted the couple their honeymoon to Hawaii.
No.
One other person said, oh, yeah, we went, and my mother-in-law was in an adjacent room, like one of the rooms with the doors that connects to your room.
This is all sorts of wrong. All sorts of wrong.
I totally agree. There's one psychologist who says bringing family on a honeymoon is an interesting concept. And she goes on to say that, first off, if it's going to happen, both parties need to be in full agreement, right? This isn't something where it's like,
you just show up.
Yeah, or like the bride is like, no, I don't want this. I want just time with my new husband. And but the in-laws are like, ah, we're coming along anyway. Like everyone needs to be in agreement. She said, I guess if everyone is in agreement, it could be all right,
but then it's not your honeymoon.
Saying,
you're not the honeymoon.
It's just
for
a family vacation.
Yeah,
but they're saying, she said, if it does happen, you need to pre-establish alone time and boundaries. You need to know going in, okay, fine, you're coming, but here are some rules, the ground rules. We're not going to hang out every second of every day,
or just avoid that scenario altogether.
I agree.
Or you show up and they've got an adjacent room. I'm going down to the front desk. I'm sorry, no, we need a different room.
Knock, knock, knock. Sweetie.
Yeah. Can I borrow your toothpaste?
No.
What were those sounds last night?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Boundaries.
Yes.
Tether with the news. Got some interesting ticket texts on the Superman stuff. Also want to get to the Tigers. They lost 4 games in a row going to the All-Star break. Still have time before the deadline. We'll get to that next. 97.1.
Hey, America's favorite place to watch every single sporting event is Stadium Swim. And we got the football season on the horizon. So make your plans now. That's located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience absolutely built for us, the sports fan. You can chill in one of the 6 pools on 3 different levels. And if you're there on the 21st or the 22nd of August, you might actually see Cabana Boy in his cabana outfit. You got a perfect view no matter where you are of the massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. And it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack. You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mariners launching bombs yesterday, complete a sweep of the Tigers, who lost four straight going into the All-Star break. Season-long losing skid, four straight. We'll get to that. Couple ticket texts. John, you went and saw Superman as it came out this last week.
I got
week.
Some Twitch comments about Heather's news stories as well. But let's get to the texters first.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You nervous what the Twitchers think of the news?
Nah.
Nope.
No.
Sure, she shouldn't
all
be
good,
about
clean
it.
Fun.
Yep.
Texter says, John, the movie was trash. Second worst superhero movie next to Green Lantern.
Well, Green Lantern was in this one, so I understand it.
Superman was super peak. Was a nice comic-y movie we haven't seen in a long time. I think that's what they're hoping to do is reboot, rebrand, because ticket texters have pointed out that this was much better than the last iteration with Henry Cavill. Says, and this one says Nathan Fillion was awesome as the Green Lantern.
Well, I mean, it's
different
it's,
folks.
Yeah. Different strokes, different folks.
Superman was one of the only films I've ever walked out on. I went to see Jurassic World instead. It was bad too, but hey, Scarlett Johansson, that's John in Lake Orion.
You know what, Teddy's into Jurassic Park too. We went saw that one. I can't believe I don't like going to movies, but we've gone to a handful because Teddy likes them. I thought actually Jurassic World one or whatever it's called was really good.
People are taking issue with your movie etiquette. So John is one of those families that gets there late and has to climb over everyone to get to their seats before the movie starts?
No, if you're in the Imagine Theater, you don't have to climb over anyone. There's plenty of room to...
They have recliners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The recliners kind of suck, though.
They do?
Because they're for short people. Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's why I have an issue.
When the legs go up, it literally hits me in the back of the knee. And it just... My feet are still touching the ground.
They're heated. They're great.
I'm not a big fan.
Blanket.
Yeah, I like the space. I mean, it's like sitting in a Lazy Boy.
I'd wait until it comes out on DVD. The claps are stupid and annoying. Steve and Warren.
On DVD? Who's waiting for it to come out on DVD?
I just read the text. Yeah. Nobody's buying DVDs.
Nobody's buying DVDs.
You're going to get streaming on your TV at home. But he's referring to the MGR claps. This one says MGR is an Oakland County thing, apparently. I grew up in Wayne, never heard of it. Was pretty confused when I went to a movie theater as a 35-year-old and a bunch of people started clapping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't go to an MGR growing up either.
JR. J.
What did I say?
MJR.
Yeah, what did I say?
G?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe you're saying J's wrong.
G, J? GIF or JIF?
GIF.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was saying, because we went to like AMC's and now we go to Imagine. But
right.
MGR does, MJR, I just caught myself, does the clapping as part of their little intro song.
Yeah. So the Twitchers are in reaction to Heather's news story about the family honeymoon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like a Costa-style honeymoon. Sharing is caring in the Costa household.
Gross.
Couples cruise, anyone? Don't forget the cat. L-O-L-O-L.
The idea that someone else would go on your honeymoon, mom, dad, brother, even pets, like you should have the time for just you two. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't take a pet.
On a honeymoon?
No.
No, we took our dog. No, go get away. You're on vacation. Spend time together. You just got married.
Mm-hmm.
This was in White Lotus. I know you only made it one episode.
Didn't even make it through the whole first episode. It was literally like 20 minutes in. What?
But that's what happens. The first episode of the first season, his mom, not mom and dad, just overbearing mom crashes the honeymoon. I can't believe that's a real trend.
Apparently it is.
It can't be a trend. It has to be like
It's happening more and more, which would be a trend. Happening more than it did before. It's trendy.
If it's like 0.0001%, I wouldn't necessarily call that a trend. I can't believe that this would be something that people would be like, yeah, this is a good idea.
John, it's years away, but when one of your kids gets married, any chance you are...
I don't want to be there.
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there.
I feel like I have heard it happen when you have a destination wedding. You go to Jamaica to get married and then you honeymoon after your wedding, maybe at the same resort where you got married, and some of your family stays or your buddies stay, and then it's...
That's
kind of
a little bit different though, because if you're making a destination wedding and somebody is paying money to go on vacation to go to your wedding, I would expect that they would want to stay for a little bit.
Well, then I'd be out of Jamaica and headed somewhere else.
I would too.
We went to Jamaica and got married. And
did?
Yes.
I didn't know that for some reason.
I've told you before. Thanks
forgot.
For remembering.
It wasn't important to you.
This is the first time I've heard it. A destination wedding.
You just forgot about it because you're bridezilla, right? I'm just kidding.
It's all about me. It's all I can think about. No.
But family stayed for a little bit and then we still were there like 6 days by ourselves.
Okay.
Anybody else stick around and crash the honeymoon?
No.
You go home.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's good.
That seems to be a little bit more acceptable.
Okay.
But if you have a honeymoon stateside, or you have a wedding stateside, and then you go on a honeymoon, no one else is going.
No.
I can't even imagine the parents who would want to be there.
I don't think this is a super common occurrence, but on the off chance that somebody listening has had this happen to them or has gone on one of these honeymoons. 248-539-9797. We may as well throw the number out. I know we're going to do a lot of baseball talk, but this clearly struck a chord with the people on the ticket text. Mm-hmm. But this is a hard no, and it should be a hard no. 248-539-9797.
We'll just say emphasis on the no.
Not emphasis on... anyway. Okay, we want to talk Tiger baseball. They lost four straight going... Thank you, Rieger.
I hate that drop. Don't use that.
Which one? I'm just...
Which one? The one with her for a second. Does it matter if it's summer or winter? I'm just going to say.
Well, temperature can play a factor.
Took an hour and 43 minutes to All-Star Week to go here. Just wait. Drop tournaments this week, by the way.
It is Wednesday.
What else are we going to hear in that?
I don't know.
Come on, just fire away. No
just,
one knows.
Just click random buttons. Just
no one knows.
All right, we'll talk Tiger baseball coming up next. They lost four straight going into the All-Star break, and I think it's a good thing. Everybody's in a bad mood today. It's a good thing. It's 97.1.
Hey, we're in the heat of summer right now. If you woke up over this weekend and you're like, why is it so hot in the house? You need to call the team at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical. They take care of my house in all four of those aspects, they'll take care of yours just the same. Upgrade your system now and save up to $1,000. If you call for details, you can also schedule a free in-home estimate. They also offer same-day service. So like I mentioned, if you woke up, it's hot in the house, it's humid in the house, don't waste another minute. Give them a call. If you call before noon, they're going to be there same day. For more information, you can find it on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Eight o'clock hour, one NFL team is listening to phone calls about their superstar. I want to talk Tiger baseball. They lost four straight going into the All-Star break. Longest losing streak of the season. Four whole games. The way they lost, though, pretty emphatic. Specifically against Seattle, this three-game sweep, they were outscored 35-14. Big totals, bats mashing up Tiger pitching, and I know people are feeling like, boy, there's some issues with this baseball team. And there are. But I'm happy this happened. I wanted to see some level of urgency forced into this baseball team before the trade deadline. I don't want them to add just one reliever and stand pat and run this thing into the postseason. I want them to look at this as a pretty clear warning sign of what happens if they don't take the deadline seriously.
But my question is, do you think there is more of a sense of urgency from Scott Harris today than there was last Wednesday?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, Canely has been nails all year, and he's had a rough month. If you were talking about we need to add a
month, it wasn't just the last couple of days, so it's been very obvious.
Right, but this is the exclamation mark. This is the black lettering, you know, bold lights, whatever you need to say. This is what you need to see. This team has to do something about it. They can't just go, well, got the best record in baseball.
Yeah, but I don't think you're giving Scott Harris or A.J. Hinch or the organization enough credit to think that just because they lost four in a row before the All-Star break, and it was clear yesterday, like that was a bullpen loss, that, okay, now we need to add an arm. I think they have been probably making calls, evaluating, and deciding what they want to do. Because when we had Scott Harris on, he said, yeah, we're in position to add. We want to add to this roster. I've said for 6 weeks, 2 months, they need to be adding in the bullpen. That to me was my number one concern. It was highlighted yesterday, and I just don't think that all of a sudden a light bulb went off with Scott Harris that says, "Oh, well, okay, now we need to add a bullpen arm."
No, it's not a light bulb, but it's a level of urgency to get something done. I may be willing to give up more than I previously thought because the problem is bigger than I previously thought. John, they're 30th in swing and miss out of their bullpen. You get to the postseason, and if the ball gets put in play, bad things happen. You have to put people away. That was a need. It's a bigger need, and it's unavoidable now that they do something, and it's probably more than one arm if we're being honest.
Yeah, but I go to the premise of the question. And that is, you know, do you think that this puts the exclamation point on them needing? I think the exclamation point is only for the fans, for those that are watching. This is something that I got to believe Scott Harris has been very aware of a need to add in the bullpen. A.J. Hinch, very aware. Maybe he doesn't say it publicly. And I know he's talked about, well, maybe some of the best additions are from within. Guys get healthy. Guys come up. That can be true, but that's what I expect him to say. But I would 100% expect behind closed doors, he has probably told Scott Harris, I need another bullpen arm. I probably need two bullpen arms. If we want to make a run at a World Series championship, we need more help in the bullpen. I don't think this is breaking news to the organization. Maybe it is to fans, and maybe they have switched. It feels to me like you've switched from Friday to today, where your number one on Friday was they need a right-handed bat. I'm not saying that they don't.
Right. I think to win the World Series, they need a bat. But I think to get to the World Series, they need an arm.
So
you know, you got to get there first.
The most important thing is an arm in the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, looking at this weekend, it's undeniable right now.
And you've shifted.
Sure, if you want to put it that way. I mean, I think you struggle with saying losses are ever good.
Yeah, no, losses are never good.
But I think if they reinforce urgency from management, that is a good thing. Because if this had happened 3 weeks from now, you're out of options. All you have is your internal guys. All you have is fingers crossed.
I don't know what Scott Harris is going to do, and I don't know what his options are. I know I'm sure he is working the phones. He is exhausting all options and going to try and make the best decision for this franchise. And I don't think that losing, you know, three to Seattle, four of you know, going into the break changes what he's going to do at the deadline.
But you would agree when you're winning, it's easy to overlook some of the flaws of your team. It's easy to think that your S doesn't stink. It's easy to say, we're great, we're going to be great. All we do is win two of three, we're a machine. And then someone points out, hey, what about shut up, we have the best record in all of baseball.
I think you're having two different conversations. You're having a fan conversation versus a good GM is not going to sit there and say, oh, well, we're still winning two out of three, we're going to be just fine. No, they're going to look at the numbers and say, well, our luck could run out. And so we need to add a bullpen arm.
Or two.
Or a bat, whatever it is.
Do you feel like Scott Harris is adding two bullpen arms and a bat? I would hope so, because I think it puts them in a great position to win the World Series. What I would hope is that he's willing to part with some of these prospects. He's done a great job restocking. And they just added a bunch of dudes yesterday with the draft. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty clear that they have to do something more than the minimum. Like, he used the word pragmatic when we had him on.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but maybe you got to get a little more uncomfortable to make these type of moves to get yourself where you need to be.
I guess on the flip side of that conversation, I would say if Scott Harris was overlooking the bad parts of this team, the concerning parts of this team, and it just now became apparent, we got bigger problems than just adding at the deadline.
Well, something happened. This has been going on since the beginning of July with Canely.
Yeah.
Right. His ERA is 46.5.
Say that again. That's decimals in the right spot there. 46 for an ERA.
Yeah. And I think that's what got exposed for good over the weekend is this guy was overperforming before July this year. He wasn't getting hit around at all. And the thing is, when you lose your changeup, that's all he throws. When the changeup is off, he's cooked. It's batting practice.
It's a meatball.
Now, this is going to correct itself somewhere back to where he was at. But he was overperforming. So we never talked about that, right? We never, because things are good and everything's great and you got Canely invested and it's all just good. Well, no, you have a problem. The fact is he has to face three batters because of the bullpen rule that you need to definitely, this has definitely been elevated risk, I think, for this team winning a World Series because the truth is somewhere in the middle with who he is throughout his career. So you're going to have to add something rather significant in the bullpen. And I don't know what you just said, Jim, about, okay, you got the bat. And you know I'm big on the bat, too. Mm-hmm. And then you need to go pretty big with a bullpen arm. Is he going to be willing to give up all prospects in order to get that second bullpen arm, too? So you're talking about making three trades, potentially. I'm not sure if he's going to go there. So maybe you're talking about trading somebody off the active roster.
Like Vierling? Like Meadows? No.
Maybe Meadows.
Okay, that's your guy.
I know. Well, look, that's the other alarming thing here. Okay, he's had 100 at-bats now. Where's this going? Does he have to go down again? Usually 100 at-bats is where you give a guy a chance to. Vierling's only at 39. To me, you got to still let him try to work this out a little bit. But they're hurting the team.
They are. And look, when you have an 11.5 game cushion in your division, you have some time to figure some stuff out, right? You have at-bats to hand out, and they've been pretty vocal about Parker Meadows giving them so much beyond his batting average, right, with his glove and what he does on the base paths, that they're not really in a do-or-die, either he delivers now or he's sent down mentality. The only reason they'd send him down is if they think he needs it developmentally to get back his confidence. But they're not, like, even the Vierling thing, I'm not happy with how he's hitting. Nobody is, but they're not under the gun right now.
No.
They can hand him another 100 at-bats each if they really wanted to.
But don't you kind of know, when you go to the deadline and you are addressing a need, isn't after the deadline you know the 26 you're going to try to roll with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give or take. Sure.
And you've got a couple question marks right now in center field that we're talking about. Vierling can play third, two, or other outfield positions. But you have that, and then the Canely question is there right now. I mean, I don't feel comfortable right now going Canely in the eighth and Vest in the ninth to get all the way to a World Series.
No, if all you're going off is the month of July, then no, absolutely not.
That's the most recent month, so it's what we're going off of. But You guys tell us. It's a four-game skid. It's the longest losing streak of the year for the Tigers. It's not a long losing skid. They have the best record in baseball. They have a hefty lead in their division. How does that have you feeling? Knowing, hey, you still got 17 days before the trade deadline. Is there any angst about, oh, they're not that good, or a second half collapse is coming? I'm not going to do that. It's just, does this make it more obvious, more glaring, what they need to do with the trade deadline? It's 97-1.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.